Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture. Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. We are back in the Copper State, fresh off a trip to DC and diving right back into our calendar. In federal updates, as you may have heard last week, the U.S. saw its first cases of New World screwworm in Texas. After nearly 60 years without a confirmed case, the USDA confirmed the first U.S. detection in South Texas on June 3, 2026. Since last Wednesday, we have also seen cases confirmed in Zavala, LaSalle, and Gillespie counties in Texas, as well as Lee County, New Mexico. Containment is priority, and that depends on producers' rapid detection and reporting. Daily inspection of animals is key, and there are currently zero cases in Arizona, and our Department of Agriculture is working to ensure they are on top of monitoring and preparing. There are seven traps that are checked weekly for flies. All out-of-state livestock entering Arizona must have a certificate of veterinary inspection. They have completed response simulations, as well as advocating directly with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins for long-term federal assets, including a dedicated sterile fly facility in Douglas. Additionally, Congressman Gosar's amendment to H.R. 8646 would provide additional resources for screwworm inspections at Arizona ports of entry. In local news, the legislature returned to full session on Monday, June 1st, after a nearly month-long recess. The House considered more than 50 bills, and the Senate had a slightly shorter agenda with just over a dozen measures. So far this session, we have seen 71 enacted bills and 63 vetoes. In budget news, House and Senate Republicans have reached an agreement with Governor Hobbs, and those budget bills were introduced yesterday, June 9th. These measures make Arizona the only state in the nation to deliver President Trump's historical federal tax cuts at the state level. While we still await the official enacting of the budget, it is presented with time left before the shutdown deadline of July 1st. In Farm Bureau news, 12 representatives from Maricopa County made the trek to D.C. last week for the International Year of the Woman Farmer. Alongside update and education breakouts, they met with the offices of Representatives Gosar, Crane, and Siskamani, advocating on behalf of Maricopa County's agriculture industry. The grassroots work done here at Farm Bureau starts with you, and it's time to put your membership to work for you and your operation. Our policy development meetings are next week with three options for attendance: Monday, June 15th in Scottsdale, Thursday, June 18th virtually on Zoom, and Friday, June 19th in Buckeye. Now is the time to enact change to preserve and strengthen Arizona's agriculture future. Join us on this first step towards policy. Lunch is provided for those in-person dates, and you can find times, addresses, and additional details on our website, maricopacountyfb.org/events. I look forward to seeing you there, and we'll catch you here next week for another fresh episode of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, maricopacountyfb.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.